The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We're back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Tis the season. Before we get into talking about the Lions, Ira, tis the season to hit the links, right?
It is, Sam. I get disappointed a little bit with Mother Nature as she just cannot make up her mind if she wants to be nice or not. But yeah, it's once it's over 50 degrees, the golfers are out and it's great golf. I mean, the golf season's here. We're just a few weeks away from the pool season as well. And you get all these great amenities over there at the Polo Field Center. That's where you warm up your golf game. That's where you get out on the course and showcase your golf game. And for that matter, they got a really nice pro shop. I saw a couple of pictures of some of the new gear they just got in at the Polo Fields Pro Shop. Just a total aside, Sam. But, man, the gear is pretty sweet. And I also mentioned this morning. Talk about a lot of the amenities over at the Polo Fields. But a last-minute tip, last-minute pro tip, if you're looking for Mother's Day brunch, there Mother's Day brunch for members who get a better deal, you know, a better price than non-members, but members and non-members alike can go to the Mother's Day brunch coming up this Sunday at the Polo Fields. And while they are doing a buffet-style event, they have attendance, and they're going to be very COVID-conscious when it comes to how they serve the food. But they've got a breakfast station. They've got an omelet station, a waffle station. Sam, you've been to Polo Fields. You know what it's like when they have a carving station, and they've got the prime rib carving station, too, which is why my wife and I chose the Polo Fields for our wedding reception. It was purely the prime rib carving station. That and a whole lot more. So if you're looking for an added thing, you know, looking for, you know, don't make mom cook breakfast, obviously, on Sunday. Mother's Day brunch this coming Sunday at the Polo Fields for members and non-members alike. Among the many great things, you get obviously a better deal for to pay for breakfast or for brunch if you are a member. So amongst the many great things, go out and golf and all the other great things. Sam, Mother's Day brunch is a hit. We've done Mother's Day brunch at Polo Fields in the past. It is a huge hit. So I recommend that as well.
Absolutely, folks. The Polo Fields Golf and Country Club. If you join, giving you telling you this, you still have time. If you join by June 30th, you will receive a brand new TaylorMade Sim 2 Max D driver, a 2021 TaylorMade FlexTech crossover stand-up golf bag, and a $300 dining credit. That's if you join the Polo Fields Golf and Country Club by June 30th. Take advantage of that great opportunity. All right, so before we went to the break, we were talking about the Lions maybe making a move with Kerryon Johnson. The commitment that they are really showing, I mean, they aren't just giving lip service to we believe in Jared Goff. They did not draft a quarterback when they could have. Justin Fields was there for the taking. Mac Jones was there for the taking. Could have done it. They passed on both. But not only that, they kept Jared Goff informed. Let him know what they were going to do with the first round pick. You know, committed to bolstering the talent around him at Penei Sewell. Went beyond that. They have him involved in the strategy of implementing the offense. You know, he has some input into that. So they're involving him the way that you would involve a franchise quarterback. Now, we don't know if Jared Goff is the Lions franchise quarterback. We do know that they are giving him a good faith audition for the role. That is part of what is an offseason of outstanding moves. And this story caught my attention. What? That is not it's not like a local blog. This is Deadspin. With the headline, don't look now, but the Lions are quietly having an incredible offseason. And it has to do with their commitment to the trenches. They focused heavily on the Penei Sewell pick, but not just that. The youth of this offensive line and how this offensive line contractually is locked up for some time on the heels of making Frank Ragnow yesterday the highest paid center in pro football. Now, you might say, oh, what are they doing? Look, he was a Pro Bowl center. He was rated, according to Pro Football Focus, I think he was the number two center in the league. You know, he signed through 2024 now. And you have Taylor Decker. Wait, no, Taylor Decker is signed through 2024. I think that with Frank Ragnow, I think Frank Ragnow, now I think his contract goes a year beyond that. But point being, both of those guys are locked up for the foreseeable future, as will Penny Sewell. He will be as well. We've been talking about Jonah Jackson, a young guard that they just drafted last year. So young, talented, and locked up. So this positions you to, even with this year not being a year, right? This is not that no one's expecting the Lions to contend. You're expecting them to compete, but not contend. This was the distinction that we made yesterday. This gives you a window, because this offensive line, they are locked up with reasonable contracts for the foreseeable future. You can grow them together. That chemistry, you can build an offense, even if it's not Jared Goff. And that's the position of Deadspin. Deadspin is like, look, Jared Goff is a placeholder. Jared Goff is a stopgap. Jared Goff is keeping the seat warm for the next guy until you pick him up, either, you know, some free agent move, which you probably won't see, or the draft. Yeah, in some other way, is not going to be Jared Goff, but the pieces around him are going to be in place. And so they compared the Lions, this, you know, the foundation for their rise, they compared it to the Indianapolis Colts. And I admit, I did not see this parallel. But after they made it, it sort of makes sense. You know, and they say, you know, building your offensive line, you know, this is the way in which the Indianapolis Colts have been able to, been able to position themselves to be a team that can really contend if Carson Wentz is the guy. You know, they did the mental exercise, and they said, look, just pretend for a moment that you swapped out Carson Wentz with Matt Ryan, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, you know, good quarterbacks, right? Right? You swapped them out for one of those guys. All of a sudden, you know, the Colts look like maybe an AFC champ. The point, that's like no small thing, having a really good quarterback. So it can be a simplistic analysis, but what they were trying to do was sort of show the growth of the roster around the quarterback. I'll give you a quote. He said, they built an incredible offensive line and a strong defense. Just those two factors have propelled Indianapolis into the top half of their conference without a bona fide star at any skill position. So therein lies sort of the, you know, what they are trying to do as a comparison. The Lions don't have a bona fide star at the skill position, but the offensive line looks like the star right now. And the Lions don't have a defensive component.
But so Sam, that's the right foundation. Isn't that the foundation you want to build? What's the strongest foundation a football team can have? Is its lines. If you can build really strong foundations, you can. Those other parts are easier to plug in than getting the. Because if your line stinks, your quarterback doesn't matter as much because he's getting shelled. If your line stinks, your running back doesn't matter as much because unless he's Barry Sanders, he's getting crushed, right? And so it makes perfect sense to me. But it also kind of a little bit, Sam, you know, the Lions, they're putting the line together. They worked in the defense a little bit as well. Are they setting themselves up for the Kevin Hart challenge?
Hey, man. Hey, wait, I'm not done. They highlight, they really love what the Lions are doing up front. I mean, so we're talking about the trenches.
That's why I included them both. When you're building up front, it's not just about the offensive line. It is about both of those picks. Every single one of those analysts out there that says the Lions with the second defensive tackle pick was a luxury pick and they should have done this or they should have done that. The fact is, we said it multiple times, those guys are going to play next to each other. They don't play in place of each other, except for maybe very specific situations. And you build the trenches. If your front, really your front three on defense or front seven on defense, depending on how you want to look at it, and your front five on offense, if those guys are stout on a regular, consistent basis, it allows everything to come into place a lot easier and quicker. The Lions have never worked this way before. This is how you do it.
Well, they put some numbers behind that, Ira, in the article. The line is really the biggest key, the biggest sort of sign of success. And they said, here's the stats, at 58% of teams with a top 10 offensive line in terms of adjusted sack rate made the playoffs, while only 24% of the teams with a bottom 10 O-line reached the postseason. I mean, you could not have the stats and kind of figure this would be the case, right? I mean, it's
offensive like lines go to playoffs and win. Bad offensive lines go lose and go home. Yeah, it makes sense.
Right. And so the commitment there is turning heads. Again, this is not local, not a local blog, not a local major publication. This is a national publication saying, wait a minute. Look at what the Honolulu Blue and Silver are doing.
Do you have a name on who wrote it? I only ask because this would be like Michael Wilbon saying great things about the Cubs. If it would be a certain handful of people, could be huge Lions people. So you just want to make sure you know the context of who the writer is.
Okay, well, I don't know the guy. His name is John Hoffling. I don't know the guy. I just know Deadspin.
Yeah, don't have a clue. Don't know the guy. So you hope that he's not just, you know, Dan Campbell's brother-in-law.
I hear you, but look, it's picking up on.
It's warranted optimism. It is warranted optimism. It's warranted statements. And I will say this, though, Sam. The Kool-Aid is super tasty in 2021. I'll give you that.
Well, but see, it's not just Lions people who can be skeptical. Lions can be the biggest. Lions fans can be more skeptical than they could be the most skeptical piece of the viewership.
Right, but you drink the Kool-Aid every year.
National, right?
You drink the Kool-Aid pretty much every year. That's what I'm saying. For you, the Kool-Aid is extra tasty, and so it's good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. But this year, I think it's actually warranted. In the past, I've told you many times, pump the brakes. It's not warranted. They're not going to be. This year, now, you've already conceded, or that's not the right word. You've already admitted that the record is initially that what's the most important thing in the season. It's about seeing growth of a team in with the new regime. But you're going to see that kind of growth. And this is the first time in a long time that I think you should be excited for that optimism. But also, I will give the context for the people that don't remember. The last time the Lions went into a regime change with a new coach, you were not optimistic, and you were right. But you started to try to buy into the optimism throughout that tenure, and it just didn't work out because Patricia was in way over his head. This time, you're actually optimistic going into it, and it's not necessarily who they hired as much as just how it's gone about since the people have been hired. So it is different for you. That's a very different context for you since the last time the Lions made changes and probably the time before that and the time before that.
Yes, sir. All right, folks, 640. Just wanted to give you a perspective outside of our bubble here, our local bubble here, and tell you that the folks outside of it are saying good things about the Leos too. So hopefully it means something. Hopefully it says something moving forward, right? Even if it's without Jared Goff, which is what Deadspin said, then he's just here for now.
So does it make you feel like you won the Super Bowl, Sam?
The April Super Bowl, yes. I do feel like that. Now, we have to see how they show up on the field, but I would be shocked if this group, if Penny Sewell especially is not a big hit. And then you get some young guys that you can we don't need to rehash the draft. But I just feel like the first four picks are all going to be significant players. Amon-Ra St. Brown could very well be the number one slot. I expect him to be at this point. And I think Levi Onwuzurike and Aleem McNeil, I think are both going to play significantly. I think they're going to be rotation players.
Look at how that rolls right off the tongue, Sam. You got that down.
Getting there. Almost like Amani Oruwariye. I'm getting these names down, getting them down. Anyway, we got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.